Hello. You're on time, as I expected. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't you just stand there. Come on in. It's raining outside. Take off your jacket. It's drenched. Oh, yes, hang it right there. It's okay. So, how are you doing? Same as well, thank you. I've asked you to come here because I wanted to talk to you privately. No, we couldn't do it on campus because people pay too much attention to who I receive in my office lately. And I don't like it. This is not a problem for you, is it? Good. But first, have a drink. I insist. You're an adult now. There's nothing wrong with it. Honey, it's a free drink. Take it. Good boy. Oh, come on. You don't have to look so nervous. There's no need to be agitated. I'm not a monster. You can relax. The reason why I wanted to talk to you is because I've gathered some information about you. You seem to be a great student, not only in my class, but with your other classes as well. You always deliver your assignments on time. You never act disrespectful towards me or other professors. You are often seen at the library, and your grades are excellent. All things that tell me you have great potential. So I want to know, how are you going to put it to use? Yes, what are your plans? You don't know. You see, as your professor, I have a duty to pass my knowledge on to you to the best of my abilities, to teach you the right skills and what to expect. In order for you to succeed in life, and of course, that includes punishing you when you step out of the line. But I'm sure that won't be necessary with you, won't it? No. You're such a good student. And a very, very good boy. But I've noticed that you don't talk much with your peers. You always stay quiet in the corner. I take it that you're not much of a party guy. Hey, no need to blush. I was like you when I was your age. I focused on my studies and didn't pay much attention to other stuff. Although I have to admit that I missed having fun at times. But as I got older, I found ways to make up for lost time. What do I mean? You'll see. Now, finish up your drink. Good boy. You know, in my time spent teaching, I've met quite a few boys like you. Very cute, smart boys who constantly try to hide their insecurities behind their silence and their books. And they all needed the same thing. A woman who could help them bring out their confidence, increase their self-esteem, and take care of their lonely hearts. Oh, honey. But you did. You just met her. You were just too naive to notice. Of course I'm talking about me. Do you see other females around? I will teach you everything that you need to know, and that includes any extracurricular activities that you may require. Fun, pleasant, exciting experiences that will help you grow, mature, and eventually become the great man you're meant to be. It's gonna take a while, but I'm willing to do that. If you behave like a good boy and follow my rules, only thing I will ask in return is trust, obedience, and respect. Now don't look so shocked. I saw the effect I have on you. How you stare at my mouth every time I move my lips to explain something. How you try to avoid any eye contact as I walk down the hallways. Not to mention the way you go pale whenever I come close to you while wearing my tight little shirts. My boy, I think what you need is a grown woman who knows how to take control, capable of guiding you, telling you what to do and how to do it, and that is not afraid to do so. A woman that can turn you into the good little puppy that you are, and show you how much fun you can truly have in the right woman's hands. Tell me, isn't that what you want? Pat, isn't that what your heart desires deep down? A timid nod is not enough. I want you to use your words this time. I need you to say, I want to be dominated by you, mistress. Come on, you can do it. Good boy. Now, come with me, pet. And you're gonna follow my instructions otherwise. Things will not be so pleasant for you, my boy. Do you understand me? Good. Now, take off your shirt. Just a shirt, yes. I'll take care of the rest. Good. You have such a perfect tiny little body, baby boy. Even I'm much taller and bigger than you. You'll be so much fun to play with. Now relax and lay on the bed for me. Do you see these? These are ropes. I'm gonna tie you to the bed and you're gonna be a good boy for me and stay still. Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. Quite the opposite, in fact. Give me a rest. Why the ropes? Well, because that's how I like to fuck my good boys. Does that make you nervous or excited, pet? I can see the bulge growing in your pants. Your cock is already screaming for my attention. Oh, I can already tell you're gonna be such a good fuck toy for your mistress. Out of rest now. Good boy. These are not too tight, aren't they? No. Just tight enough to prevent you from running away. Let me see. Oh, you look so sexy like this. Tied to my bed like a good, obedient little boy. Ready to be used and claimed by me. Yes, claimed. Because now you belong to me, baby boy. And I'm gonna show you exactly how I treat my property. Let me slide this pants and boxer off of you, slowly. Your cock is already so hard for me. Oh, and it's twitching too. Does having my face just a few inches away from your cock make you feel some type of way, little boy? I'm just gonna get on top of you. There we go. I want to feel your cock throb under my weight. Is this the first time, right? Yeah, I figured. Only inexperienced boys get that scared, anxious, and excited look on their face and start to shiver before anything has ever happened. But don't worry, my sweet. I'll take good care of you. There's no need to be afraid. Just take a deep breath and watch me as I take my shirt off for you. Ah, you could finally take a close look at those boobs I bet you dreamed of so many times at night, while touching yourself under the sheets before going to bed like a naughty little boy. Tell me the truth, pet. Do you make a big mess thinking about these boobs? Well, now you have them all for you. You want to taste them? So polite. Here, baby boy. Take my nipple into your mouth and don't let go. Oh, good boy. Lick and suck with your eager little tongue. Oh, good boy. Relax and enjoy my tits while I slide my hand over your body. Reach down your cock and feel how ready it is for me. Don't stop sucking, baby. I'm just gonna grab your member with my hand. Wrap my fingers around it. Oh, you're leaking so much already. Do you want me to stroke you a little bit? Yes, slowly and gently. You just keep sucking my breast, baby boy. Yes, squirm and moan under me. Just like a good boy. As my body takes care of you. As my hand pumps this cock just a bit faster. You're producing a lot of pre-cum, baby boy. Are you trying to hold back for your mistress, pet? Such a good boy. But that's alright, baby. You can come, baby boy. I'll give you my permission. As long as you don't take your mouth away from my breast. That's right. Come, baby. Come all over my hand and yourself as you keep sucking on my tits. Ooh, there you go. Good boy. Keep coming and keep that nipple into your mouth. Such a good boy. So much cum for such a tiny body. Good pet. It's okay. Catch your breath for a moment. Yes, that's it. Calm down. I know that was a lot. You did amazing for your mistress. But we're not done yet, baby boy. You're not gonna leave this house until I will have taken every drop of cum that your body can produce. Until I will have to drain you completely dry. Not only with my hand, but with my mouth and with my pussy. I want you to experience it all. So get ready, baby boy. Because I'm going to turn around now, take my pants and panties off, and while I clean you up and suck you, you're going to put that delicious tongue to work and worship my pussy just like the best of good boys. I want you to taste me, explore every inch, and make me come hard on your face. Can you do that, baby boy? Then do it. Oh, that's it. Oh, good boy. Keep your tongue glued to my pussy, pet. Oh, yes. You made such a big mess earlier. Just come all over your cock, balls, and stomach. Ah, I'm gonna lick it off. So good. And so sensitive. Your legs spasm every time I put my tongue in your tip. Your cock is slowly starting to rise again. You're an eager little boy, aren't you? I'm gonna stop playing with your cock now. Oh, was that a whine? No, baby. I don't want you to come again. At least for the time being. Cause the next load you're gonna shoot is gonna go deep inside my pussy pants. That's right. But first, you still got a job to do. Yes. If you want your reward, you need to make me come with your mouth, baby boy. Oh, yes, just like that. Eat. As I grind on your face. Oh, you don't get to breathe or have pauses until you make me come. Oh, so you better make me come fast, big boy. Oh, focus on my clit now. Oh, yes, that's it. Right there. Flick that tongue on my clit, baby boy. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. I'm getting closer, baby. Keep looking. Oh, so close. You're really good at this, baby boy. Surprise. I thought I had taught you everything, but you clearly have a natural talent. I'm very pleased. Your cock is rock hard. Were you waiting for this, my pet? Yes. Well, you've been such a good boy for me. I think you deserve your reward for your good behavior. I think. You deserve to have my sweet, warm pussy grinding on your cock this time. Yes, just like this. No, no. Don't buck your hips. I'm not gonna let you in just yet. I want you to be achingly desperate for it. I want you to beg. Not only with words, baby. With your entire body. With your eyes and every fiber of your muscles. Yes. Keep begging me. Beg me to give you what you want. That's it, little one. Squirm for me. As I gently rub my pussy lips on your dropping cock. Watch my hips slowly thrusting back and forth on top of you. Oh, yes, just like that. I'll make you mine, pet. You're gonna be my personal sex toy from now on. My perfect submissive little toy. This body will be ready to fulfill my every desire. Anytime I want to. Anytime I need to. We'll see if you'll be able to satiate my hunger, baby boy. Yes. Keep squirming and begging. as I let your cock slide into me. Oh, so fucking good. It just went right in. This cock is perfect for my pussy. I'll milk every drop of cum that you have, baby boy. So much that you'll beg me to stop. Because you won't have anything left in you. Yes, just like this. Feel my body bounce hard and fast on your cock, baby. Your balls slap against my ass cheeks. Your cock lost deep inside of me. You like having your mistress ride your cock? Yes, it feels so fucking good. Are you getting ready to come, baby boy? Can you feel that big love building up inside of you? Yes, I want you to shoot it all in my pussy. Don't hold back, baby boy. Let it out. Fill me up as much as you can. Come on, be a good boy and come for your mistress, baby. Come for your mistress. Yes, yes, yes. Good boy. That's it. Oh, fuck. That's it. I love it. Oh my, what a ride. You're such a good pet for me. Such a good boy. Take a few moments to relax, baby. I'm not gonna move. That's it. Breathe. You're shaking so much. It's okay. It's okay. Here, I'll wrap my arms around you for a bit. Keep you warm with my body. That was incredible, wasn't it? I knew you liked it. You were really amazing. For being your first time, you did excellent, my pet. Did you enjoy as much as I did? Good. Say thank you. Good boy. I think you and I are going to have a lot of fun in the foreseeable future. But I need you to promise me that this thing will stay between us. It's going to be our little secret, isn't it? It's in our best interest. I know that you'll be a good boy. I know. I just wanted to make sure. Now let me untie you, baby. And get you something to eat and drink to restore yourself. You look like you need it.